This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Two oil tankers were damaged in attacks Thursday in the Gulf of Oman off the coast of Iran. The U.S. Navy's Bahrain-based U.S. Fifth Fleet said it is providing assistance after receiving distress calls from both tankers about an hour apart. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The attack on the oil tankers left one ablaze and adrift as sailors were evacuated from both vessels. The U.S. Navy had rushed to assist amid heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran. One of the tankers was carrying oil bound for Japan. The nation's premier, Shinzo Abe, is currently wrapping up a high-stakes visit in Tehran, hoping to ease tensions between Iran and the U.S. This latest incident comes after the U.S. alleged that Iran used mines to attack four oil tankers last month. Iran has denied involvement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Donald Trump said Wednesday he would see nothing wrong in accepting damaging information on a U.S. political opponent if a foreign government offered it to his campaign. In an interview with ABC News, Trump said he would not necessarily call the FBI if a foreign power offered him information.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI if I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with oppo research, right, they come up with oppo research, oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it.
Trump said he disagreed with FBI Director Christopher Wray, who told Congress last month that political campaigns should contact the agency about any suspicious communications from a foreign government. Sudan's opposition leaders ended their campaign of civil disobedience and strikes, allowing businesses to reopen and traffic to once again fill the streets of Khartoum. The protesters and the country's military rulers are set to resume talks aimed at returning Sudan to civilian rule. This is VOA News. There is a clear leader in the contest to become the United Kingdom's next prime minister.
The total number of votes cast for each candidate in alphabetical order were as follows.
Boris Johnson secured the most support in the first round of votes in Britain's Conservative Party leadership race Thursday. Three other candidates have been eliminated. Johnson, who is a former foreign secretary and leading Brexit campaigner, got 114 votes in the secret ballot among more than 300 Conservative lawmakers. Seven contenders remain in the contest to succeed Theresa May as party leader and prime minister. Further elimination votes will be held next week, with the final two contenders put to a vote of 160,000 Conservative Party members across the country. President Trump said Wednesday that he would send 1,000 more U.S. service members to Poland as part of his broadening security and economic alliance. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's been praising Poland for meeting NATO commitments by boosting its defense spending. At a joint news conference with his Polish counterpart, he announced American forces will move there from elsewhere in Europe.
About 1,000 American troops.
And that the Polish government will pay for supporting them. He's also touting Poland's purchase of more than 30 F-35 Joint Strike Fighters, with a single jet flying over the White House to mark the sale. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For the first time, a Japanese Navy ship will take part in joint military exercises in Australian waters. Analysts say it is a sign of growing defense ties between the Asia-Pacific partners. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Every 2 years, the Australian and United States military take part in Exercise Talisman Sabre. This year, defense forces from New Zealand, Canada and Britain will participate. For the first time, the Japanese Navy will also be involved in manoeuvres that are designed to foster greater defence cooperation and integration among the Allies. Dr. John Lee is from the United States Studies Centre in Sydney.
You're seeing far greater strategic military defence and intelligence cooperation between these three countries.
Australian officials say the relationship with Japan is its most mature in Asia. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Hong Kong returned to normal Thursday after clashes between police and protesters who oppose a controversial extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial. Wednesday, thousands of activists shut down government headquarters and the Legislative Council. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's VOA. all the hits and more right here.